Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome in. Second half of the show begins. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. No Jason Smith tonight, celebrating the arrival, the return of Dan Beyer in his stead. At Dan Beyer on Fox is where you find him. You hear him weekdays with Doug Gottlieb, noon to 3 Pacific time, and of course Fox Sports Sunday. And then you and I are getting ready to begin that long marathon that is I Want Your Flex Season 3. I'm thinking about taking a page out of The Price is Right for this one, Dan, and I'm going to build my replica of the little yodeling dude.
Sure.
And every one that we do, every podcast that we finish, I'm going to move my little cliffhanger self up a notch. I'm going to go get myself some lederhosen and one of those cool hats and a pickaxe, and I'm going to get after it.
Again, if you ever get on The Price is Right and you play cliffhanger, the first item, just guess $25. The next item, just guess $35. And the next item, just guess $45. And you are going to win the prize. Mike, there's no way that any of those three prizes will deviate from those prices enough to have the cliffhanger fall off the edge. That's your ticket to win on The Price is Right.
There you go. You get game show advice here, yes, as well. Bet you didn't think that was coming down the line now, did you, America?
I know you wanted me to talk about fantasy football, but it's one of my, in watching The Price is Right as much as I do, it annoys me because that game is so easy to win. And if people just get out of their own way and don't think something is $85 just because they're in Los Angeles for the first time, you should be able to win the game.
What is kind of funny is in there you had the nugget and the meaning of life as far as I've seen it thus far. Just don't get in your own way.
Yeah, that's it.
Life in a lot of ways. It's hard. I mean, there's hardships. There's things that, and externalities that you cannot control. But we're our own worst enemy.
Yes, that is exactly right. There are games that are difficult to win on The Price is Right. There is no doubt about it. But, Mike, there are also games that they want you to win. And it's there for you as long as you don't get in your own way.
That's it.
Enough said.
There's the bottom line. See, life advice. A little bit later, a little bit of fantasy talk. We'll get into the latest on Deshaun Watson coming out of day one in just a bit. But a reminder, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Now, how much are you in for the silly season that is the NBA? Right, all the rumor, conjecture, speculation. This guy can go here. Opt-ins, opt-outs, third team in on a trade. This guy hates his team. This guy doesn't like another player on his team. Maybe they all hate the coach. Maybe there's a group of people making decisions where they're just rolling a 20-sided Dungeons & Dragons dice. I don't know. All of those things. What do you think?
We got spoiled with some great free agency periods. And I felt once the NBA finals were over, like, thank goodness, because I did the math. I don't even know if it's math, Mike, but in the last 24 months, we have had 21 months that included a meaningful basketball game in the NBA. That's regular season or playoff. So we've only had 3 months in the last 24 where there hasn't been a meaningful basketball game being played. That is too much basketball in too short of a period of time. So I was ready to put the NBA on the back burner after the NBA draft, which I really liked on Thursday. However, it feels grimy, this offseason does. Because it's not about, will this person go here and that person go there? It's who wants Russell Westbrook? Who wants Kyrie Irving? Again, third time tonight. No offense to Jalen Brunson, but where is Jalen Brunson going? It's got a bit of a maybe grime's not the word, maybe a grind. That would maybe be a better way of, but it's not a clean and exciting NBA free agency period or offseason I think we're going to get this year.
Yeah, I think part of it goes to the effect of, as you said, it's been so compressed. The other, I mean, coming off the draft, I got to get your quick hit on what you saw on Thursday night. Because there was some fun and excitement. We got our Big Ten guys like we had talked about last week. So
I thought there were going to be four, but I was wrong. Branham didn't go to the Spurs at 20. So. Yeah,
but here's the thing, Dan. The guy that's supposed to be the ultimate insider got the top pick wrong. So don't. He didn't even follow the betting markets led him directly to drink. The water was there, and he didn't drink it. But free agent tracker, as you said, when Jalen Brunson, who's a good player, is a big deal. Like yesterday, we had to do the John Wall story. I shrugged. I'm like, this guy's played 40 games in the last 4 years. And we're talking like he's moving heaven and earth. Now he joins the Clippers. Great. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George miss giant chunks of time and time again. So all of a sudden just saying, no, this is the team. Like, all right, on paper, it's great. But you know what? They don't play it on paper. Only in fantasy football are you playing on paper. And even there, it's computerized. It's not the spreadsheet that I had to crank out when I was first starting all those years ago. But, you know, waiting on these decisions, right, and the opt-ins and everything. Oh, he opted in. You know, the Kyrie Irving, you know, going to leave another $30 million to go to Los Angeles. Yeah, he's Kyrie Irving. Could he have? Yeah, maybe. But did you expect that? No. He's got advisors. He's got people he realizes. There's a lot of money on the table. And some say there's still a path to the Lakers. I'm curious to see exactly how you fabricate this thing. Because, again, they didn't have assets on Monday. They don't have assets now. So you're still having that issue. But Zach Lowe on the low post.
Can I ask you something? I'm sorry.
Just
before we get to that, the Kyrie to the Lakers news, because I think that the NBA is just so gosh darn exhausting. Like, it is just like after a while, it's just like enough. And that's like that's why I bring up the point with all the games and the offseason. There is no offseason. Do you think that the NBA cares about Kyrie and the Lakers, or do you think that is just a Lakers story? Because I think that people will tune in and watch. If he were to go to the lake, if that was going to be the destination, I think during this, you know, the season people would watch, but I don't think that there is as much care as there was about Kawhi going, you know, where he went, going to the Clippers, as there was when Durant left for Oklahoma City. Even the Paul George trade, like, I feel has more, like, I don't think people were are fretting the Lakers. I think that they'd want to see if it was a train wreck or not. But I just, to me, it's like a, it's such a Lakers net story where I felt like those other ones were reshaping the NBA, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. This is more for, well, for lack of a better term, our amusement, right? With Kyrie, it moves the needle because he was such a firestorm, not just because he took some random days off, politics, birthdays, you name it. But obviously when it came to COVID and vaccination and giving up, what, $15 to $17 million of salary, not being able to play home games, even though he could practice, like some nonsensical rules that were put in place that really infuriating. But I don't want to take it down that pathway. But his name has that resonance because of it.
Yes.
Right? As much as we like Kyrie the player when he's available. It's like we talk about Anthony Davis. When he's available, he's a top 10 guy. Problem is, we keep having to preface everything he does with when he's available. It's the same thing we're doing with Kawhi Leonard at this point with the Clippers. You know what? Really love him when he plays. Yeah, when he plays. That's great. And maybe it all comes together and coalesces, and that's fantastic. I think what makes it delicious theater is that you just have all these heavyweights involved, right? Because people either love LeBron James or hate LeBron James. You love the Lakers, hate the Lakers. So as much as people complained all season, they're terrible and you're force feeding us. Like, no, you all sit and watch bad stuff. We were talking about it, you know, important things on television to note from the news world, right? Are you watching things from the hearing of January 6th? Not to take any stance on it, just from a pure watching. Maybe, maybe not. But look how many people watched. The numbers were overwhelming watching everything Amber Heard and Johnny Depp did. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's where we're at as a society. Right? Yeah. Judge it what you will. I'm not going to put a value judgment on it. I'm just citing what it is. Likewise, if the Lakers are great, cool. If they're terrible, great. The worst they can be is mediocre. Likewise, the Nets, KD with his burner accounts and everything he's done in the past, and now he's new media adjacent to Draymond Green yelling at everybody and wanting to wag his fingers at everybody, which he's always done. It just he used to do them from a burner account. And now you have the Kyrie Irving situation, not to mention add Ben Simmons to the mix in Brooklyn. So you got two great stories on the coast, even if it really isn't going to move the needle either way.
Yeah, I think that the domino effect of what would have happened with Durant was more of a story than Kyrie if he were to go to the Lakers. Like, that's how I, like, that's, so that's why, like, I'm not with this. I didn't think that it was a story that captivated the NBA, because I think that the domino that would fall is actually bigger than the one that actually fell first, and that would be what would happen with Durant. So it's not even, it's Kyrie related, it's Kyrie connected, but the actual, like, Kyrie move to the Lakers, it's, yeah, everybody would watch come the fall when they would take the court. But I just don't know. And, you know, like, if you're Golden State, are you like, oh my gosh, they have Kyrie Irving? You know, are you Phoenix? You're trying to figure out your own problems.
Yeah,
you know,
no, like, Phoenix has its own issues and all sorts of trade rumors, speculation. I think people need to step away from the trade simulators. I think it's made us all dumber. Because, like, oh, this will fit. It's like, how does he fit that team?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen DeAndre Ayton traded to like seven different teams. Like, how does he fit what they do? Other than he's a good player. Right, and the salaries match. Like, that's the ultimate thing with all of this. The salaries have to match, so this is what makes sense for them to get better. And again, it's still Chris Paul. I had this as a fictional poll question. Dan, I raise it to you again. Kyrie, Westbrook, Chris Paul, James Harden, Ben Simmons, or the sixth option would be none of the above. Where are you going in your 2022 campaign?
I would go Kyrie.
Right. So see, you'll take the wager that perhaps he rededicates and wants to play. Right. Yes. Every one of them is fraught with issues. And I think that's part of the fun to a degree of what the NBA sets up with for next year. Right. Because even Golden State, like everybody wants to go to age and what the team looks like going, okay, fine. Maybe that's fair. Maybe it's not. Maybe Klay Thompson further removed from the injury. You see more of Klay Thompson. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Had some moments even with his 37 minutes a night coming straight off of 2 years of inactivity, which is really just baffling in all of it. And obviously Draymond and Klay and you've got your core. Jordan Poole will probably learn to play a little more defense this year. And look, Andrew Wiggins, people finally recognize, you know what, even though he was a number one pick in Minnesota, perhaps that was not his calling to be a franchise savior. But he's a hell of a player in the NBA. So you have that. And then, but like everybody else, it comes down to, all right, how healthy are the guys coming back off injury? Right? Middleton in Milwaukee. We talked about Kawhi and Paul George. You could just go team to team. You're like, I don't know what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talked about the Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis. How many games are they playing? Add Kyrie to that. Would you put the over-under on the three of them playing 40 games together?
Under.
Right? You know what I mean? So, like, that's where we're at in trying to read the tea leaves. I just wanted to read this quote because this tells you where reporting is, because this is, you know, to me was kind of funny. This was Zach Lowe on his podcast, The Lowe Post. Ready? Quote, the Nets have made a real offer to Kyrie Irving. I don't know the exact permutations. Probably several. This is not a case where it's a one-year deal and that's it. He's been offered real stuff, but I don't know exactly what they are. That passed for breaking news earlier today.
You know, it's they probably, you know, I take Zach Lowe for his word. I would think that the Nets would want, like, that's their best option is to bring Durant and Irving back.
Sure.
Like that's their best option. It's the best that they can do and hope Ben Simmons plays. It's just the problem of committing as much as they would want to Kyrie Irving, but that then lends to the point of this, like, the amount that you're saving with what you've given up already, is it even worth the risk to not give him what he would have wanted? Like, do you just max it out anyway, you know, and roll the dice? I almost think like you would have had to if you're the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not saying it's the smart move, but it's almost like the only move they would have had to
Well, make. Yeah, at this point, do you just go max in on those guys for as long as it's going to work, no matter how dysfunctional it gets? So, yeah, I mean, the curiosity, and Ben Simmons is chirping already. It's like you need to be back on a basketball court before you start telling people how you guys are taking over the NBA.
And again, as you and I talked about last week, for a team that was swept by the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. But that really could be their ceiling. You know, maybe more of a buy-in from Kyrie improves their chances, but you know, there's just very, very few places that they could turn.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back in. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Debated singing. Smith normally does. You deserve better, America. I have a better voice, so it would have been better. But you know what? We strive for excellence here. And Dan Beyer is in for Jason Smith, and that's what we've gotten thus far. And that's what we expect for the next hour and a half as we roll into the night, waiting to see if the Columbia versus U.S. match will ever resume. Still in a weather delay in the 75th minute. Lots of Major League Baseball. White Sox actually winning a game, trying to make me proud.
Hey, on the day.
Yeah, big explosion, couple of big home runs. Excitement here. The offense woke up. They have a couple of home runs. Coming into tonight, and the stat I saw, which was really troubling, let me make sure I get this correct, because it startled me and really kind of frightened me when I saw it earlier in the day. Of the last home run that they'd hit, it was hundreds of at-bats. I want to say it was nearly 300 at-bats they had one home run. 257. There it was. 257. One home run in their last 257 before tonight. So you got a couple on the board today, but yeah. Look, when you're scoring one run a game and you're supposed to be one of the most potent offenses in the game, psychologically, damning for your friends, family members, fans, whatever, yeah.
That is a guaranteed rate to get fired if you continue
nice
on that rate.
Lead. That was really well done.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Because it is still guaranteed. I only have one hand, so I'll bang the desk. Nicely done. Hey, with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations to Target. Now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. I also realized during the last time out that I need to start getting some of the alerts killed on my phone, Dan, because I just got a pre-sale code for the Rolling Stones in Berlin. Now, as much as I'd like to go, I don't have that flexibility to just pick up and fly internationally just yet.
Have you ever bought an NFL item for someone else?
Like, yes.
And then you just get inundated with
whatever
stuff?
That team is?
Yes.
I didn't buy it for me. It was a gift. I filled out the gift notification on your...
Gascon mentioned the Commander's mini helmet that I bought earlier. I get your Commander's gear now, like those emails. And I've got I bought stuff for other people as well. So I had Jets ones. I had Browns ones. I now have Commander's emails. It's absurd.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody.
No, it's not.
You know what? Delete. Dan Byer on Fox, if you want to send him something related to the Packers or some other team you want him to buy merch from. Maybe the Bears. Because, if you listen to most pundits, there's not a lot of greatness going on in Chicago this season. But, look, we're going to do the I Want Your Flex podcast coming back for Season 3, planning out the preseason, lining up some of our friends in the industry to get their initial thoughts on how the world is shaping up and what they've seen for the respective sites. I know our buddy Paul Charchian will be with us, who's taking his guillotine leagues and now extending them even further. He's a madman. I think he plays a lot of video games and gets ideas while he's doing some of these crazy missions and whatever. But I noticed something in a cursory just check-in, you know, with the industry and looking on the magazine shelves last week, is the number of pundits still excited and trying to pump Christian McCaffrey as the number one overall tailback. Now, I understand you want to argue with Jonathan Taylor of, all right, heavy workload, the body's got to break down. Likewise, Derrick Henry, right? Missed a lot of time last year. What does it mean? Does it portend to more games missed? Like, if you're going to do it with those two guys, one who really hasn't been hurt, the other who has, but then showed up at the end of the year, how do you not do that with McCaffrey? When Sam Darnold is still his quarterback and you still have a porous, leaky, terrible, at least on paper, offensive line. They didn't upgrade well enough to say, all right, he's coming back. He's a beast. Unless you're getting 3 points per reception.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You're absolutely right. Why wouldn't you? If you had the same questions about McCaffrey, wouldn't you have Austin Eckler maybe higher than him considering the offense that they're playing in? Again, I'm just talking in general terms of, all right, if there's a knock against maybe Eckler, it's maybe he's not going to play all 17 games. Well, you don't even know if McCaffrey's going to play 8. You know, and to have him up there, it's a great, great point, because you get sometimes enamored with the names and just the names that are there. But realistically, if you want to make your argument for him, then your argument for other players probably should be up there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I like to weave a rich tapestry here at Fox Sports Radio. Where we can connect things, we're going to try to do that. And we were just talking about the NBA free agency, looking ahead to 2022, what moves the needle, who's available, all of these things, rookies, are they going to have an impact or not? But a lot of the conversation is, all right, this guy's coming back from an injury, what is he? And we're doing the same thing here at the top of the board for fantasy football, at the position that we know the drop-off is precipitous, right? It's not a slow decline. When it goes, it goes, right? Not many guys go from, 4.1 yards. I don't mean to slander Fred Taylor, because he might come at me. Maybe this is the beef I've been waiting for, because he seems to think everybody hates him. But to where it goes from 4.1, or Frank Gore, I guess, might be the better example. Couple of big years where he's at 4.6 or near to 5 yards per carry. But otherwise, it's a steady career of 4.1, 4, and 3.9. But when you can do it 300 times a year, it adds up to a decent overall data point, right, in terms of 1,000-yard seasons, which is what we do the marker at, and longevity and durability, and all those are points for the effort. But here, you're looking for some explosiveness, but also trying to mitigate against risk, especially in that first round, where when I look at consensus rankings, I'm really surprised there aren't more wide receivers cracking the list.
It's such a weird scenario with the running backs, Mike, because I also think that there are certain biases against guys that will hold them back. Like in rankings and stuff that I've seen, I think that there's a pretty good, like Saquon Barkley is properly ranked in a lot of the places that I've seen, because honestly, you really can't rank him any higher. But you look at a guy like James Conner, who statistically last year was top five, top six at the running back position. And what has happened in Arizona, other than the top target to Kyler Murray has been suspended for the first six games? You've lost Christian Kirk. You don't have Chase Edmonds in Arizona anymore. Wouldn't that mean like James Conner would get a little boost? Like you would think, but he's in this mix, in this group of running backs where you could just take anybody. He's in the 14 or 15 sort of range. Yet the numbers last year tell you that James Conner was a top, you know, five or six running back. And with his position even being enhanced, you could make an argument for, he still has dropped down around 14 or 15. Those are some of the inconsistencies that drive me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, with a guy like Connor, I mean, you're expecting a workload split. The question is the red zone efficiency the same? Right? Because what goes up must go down in terms of, all right, if Kyler Murray is more effective running in the red zone or throwing, Zach Ertz and the other options, perhaps, you know, you see a dip in touchdowns. Twice in his career, Connor's gone into double-digit scores going back to 2018 with the Steelers. And even in down years, you're looking at 6 and 7 in those years in between 2019, 2020. So still not a horrible drop-off to nothing, right? Because we've certainly seen that from some running backs. Hey, I've got double digits 1 year and then one or two the next. And we would expect him to still have a goal line presence. But I think the touchdown dependency is what probably is coming back to him here, right? Finished with 1,000 total yards and just 37 receptions. So if you're going into the PPR world, it's like, all right, I got other guys that'll match the catches, and now we're just rolling the dice. Because he had 18 total touchdowns a year ago.
I look at the scenario and where Arizona is probably going to lean early. And I see it there. Now, I should put my money where my mouth is if James Conner's available in drafts to me. But of just of where we put him, and I think that the 17 game schedule is a whole other conversation now when it comes to running backs.
Sure,
you know, like I love Cam Akers. Like I think Cam Akers is magnificent, but I don't expect Sean McVay to really unleash Cam Akers until the second half of the NFL season, or as he get to that home stretch. So that could affect, you know, his draft, you know, area or, you know, draft position. But I see a bunch of names, Mike, and it just, you know, for as many question marks as there are about James Conner, you see the people that are put ahead of him. And I'm not saying he's Christian McCaffrey-esque, but just to go along with what's bothered you with Christian McCaffrey being atop the draft boards, I think it can go the other way as well, where guys are undervalued for what they could bring to a certain team just because of what their name is.
No, certainly. And like part of it is also with Arizona, just a lot of question marks of what Steve Keim really does there. I watched Office Space the other day and I thought about him the whole time when Smikowski was losing his mind. I'm a people person. I deal with the blankety blank customers. Why can't you understand that? It's kind of what I feel like with Steve Keim. he didn't do a whole lot this offseason. Did make the trade to bring in a Hollywood Brown. Yay. So that you got that. Look, not to disparage him, he's more a one trick guy, at least at this point.
It's all just going back to the point, you know, just of what are they going to do without Hopkins for the first 6 weeks? I think there could be some hay being made in Arizona, if you will.
Well, I mean, look, if you're investing in any Cardinals, you're trading at the midpoint of the season anyway.
Sure.
Given the history of
who they are,
Cliff Kingsbury, and who he is as a coach, right? Halftime adjustments, midseason adjustments, they don't exist.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Dan Pyre in for Jason Smith tonight. We did a little preview of the I Want Your Flex podcast. Go subscribe now. You know, the Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your audio. Get it set up. Get that feed ready. Maybe you owe someone a Father's Day card, a graduation card, a birthday card, whatever it is. Take the link and send it to them. It's free. and it gives all year long. I mean, it's not just one gift, right? You buy him a sandwich, yeah. He eats it, it's gone. He processes it, it's a final. You buy flowers, they're dead in no time flat. Buy chocolates, they're not making it through the rest of the night. No, this is something that just keeps giving you content time and time again. How's that? Is that a good sales pitch?
I know I've made it in life when my fantasy football podcast that I do with you can be used in the if you buy a man a fish legend. So I like that.
No,
I
that's
like
it.
Very much.
Yeah, and then yes. You know the next card. Make sure you've got the link ready and send it again, and so on and so on. And so we build empire. That's really what it's all about, Dan. You know how else we do that?
How do we do that?
If we're going to do it, we need a team. And what do?
We get the family together and play the feud. It's what we do. The Fox family, made up of Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, the Big A, Alex Teichert, and David Gascon at the news desk. Top nine answers on the board tonight, guys. Top nine answers.
Nine.
Three strikes available. And you have the always, always important pass. That is available. If you use the pass, we will reveal one answer that is on the board. It will skip your turn, but no one else can use the pass for the team the rest of the way. All right, there was news today in college football. The ACC lays out their scheduling format, saying they will do away with divisions. What I want to know, guys, are the states that are home to ACC football programs. The states that are home to ACC football programs. Top nine answers on the board. We start with Mike Harmon.
All righty then. Let's just start with Virginia.
Virginia, great schools. You got the Hokies of Virginia Tech, UVA Cavaliers. Show me Virginia. There they are. They are on the board with two of the schools that make up the ACC. Let's go to Justin Frostberg, star producer of the show.
All right. Let's go South Carolina there.
South Carolina. That's a very good guess. Show me South Carolina. It wasn't a guess. You knew it all along. Clemson, of course, in South Carolina. My favorite spot, by the way, to see a college football game, Clemson, South Carolina.
Is that right?
Death Valley, yes.
I've walked it when there's nobody there. I mean, it's pretty cool and imposing when you're around the campus.
Yes.
But I'd love to be there on a game day.
It is a must-do. I know it's on the must-do of Alex Teichert list.
Woo!
Big A. All right. Two down, seven to go. States that are home to ACC football programs.
Dan, we have to stop getting the family together during sporting events, but let me say this. Let's go with Louisville.
Okay, is Louisville a state is what I want to know.
Kentucky. Sorry.
Hey, that didn't know.
I was thinking of places.
Missed it. Hey, you know what? I love the effort. Show me Kentucky.
Let's go.
All right.
There it is.
The Big A. The Big Woo-hoo. A coming through in the clutch. Over to the news desk and David Gascon.
Guys, I just left there. So we'll go back to the great state of Florida.
Florida. Show me Florida.
Let's go.
Florida State Seminoles, Miami Hurricanes. There you go. One round through, no strikes, five answers. Again, states that are home to ACC football programs. Atlantic Coast Conference, back around to Mike Harmon.
All right. Reminder, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Well, look, you're in for Jason Smith. I'd be remiss if I didn't just say, hey, New York.
The Big Apple, show me New York.
Yes,
of course, Syracuse in the ACC. That was easy as pie as we go 5 for 5 over to Justin Frostberg.
I'm going to stick with the Carolinas, Dan. Give me North Carolina.
Raise up.
If South Carolina's in it, you know for sure North Carolina is. Show me North Carolina.
You're damn
right.
There
they are. The four schools, the most of any state. North Carolina, North Carolina State, Duke, and Wake Forest making up the ACC. All right, Big A.
Oh, gosh.
Three states that are still on the board, home to ACC football programs.
Well, hopefully I say a state first this time. I'm going to go – okay, so I went to Leechburg, Pennsylvania not too long ago. So Pittsburgh, let's go over there. Pennsylvania?
Whoa.
Come on. Let's throw a guess.
Show me Pennsylvania.
You're kidding me. Let's go.
There it is.
I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm retiring.
We are in the midst of a perfect game. Over to David Gascon.
Don't mess this up, Dave.
Went to school in this great state, Massachusetts.
Oh, it is a great state. Is it great enough to make our list of ACC homes to their football programs? Show me Massachusetts.
Yes,
there it is.
Cheater.
8 for 8.
Yes.
I listen, when I made up the game today, I'm like, all right, Big A's going to have 2 strikes.
How dare you, Dad?
Well, I mean, he guessed Louisville. I mean, he had it dead on.
little did I know. All right, Harmon, for the perfect game, there is 1 state left.
I'm looking at the list and I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, my.
Heart rate rising quickly.
Pass is unavailable.
No, obviously.
Sorry, I didn't think of drinking water. This is getting so heavy.
Yeah, you should go Louisville.
Just say it.
Atlantic Coast Conference.
Or just come to me.
States that are home to the ACC.
Yeah, what am I missing? What's left?
We have Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida on the board. Looking for one more.
You got Vermont, Maine.
You're in Catamount country.
Yeah, that's right.
Georgia.
Oh, for a perfect game, 9 for 9. Show me Georgia. Pass. Didn't even need the strike.
Shock and awe.
I'm surprised Dave Roberts didn't come in the 7th and end the game. I mean, that was crazy.
He would have.
2-month-old joke, but why not?
No, it's there forever. Look, I sent the guys the picture of Ross Stripling. I was going through my camera, well, my photos on my phone and erasing a bunch of screenshots because, you know, normally for the show, I'm out and about. I'll take a bunch of screenshots. So, like, I have the jog the memory as we start talking about stories. Like, okay, this one works. And then I had the picture that from the Ross Stripling first appearance when he got pulled and the look on his face in the dugout. And that was not met with great response that I can read on the radio.
Well, all I want to know is this. If I wouldn't have read the states in that order, would you have gotten Georgia? Because I realize I did it directionally. I did it north to south. So there was a gap between South Carolina and Florida.
No, I had no clue. That's how I got there.
Okay. I figured. I got to be better next time.
No. Because I was doing the check boxes, but I'm listening to as you're going. And I'm like, geographically, go.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Good times. He's Dan Beyer, in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio. Hey, there's no cheering in the press box. There are plenty here at Fox Sports Radio. But what about post-game celebrations?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.